We start this evening with arts news from Alan Corr. And the news is out, Alan, that U2 hit their lowest UK album chart placing in 30 years.
Well, their new album, Songs of Innocence, has debuted at number 6 in the new UK album charts. The first time U2 haven't gone straight into the top in the UK since Octung Baby in 1991. Now, the band have gone straight to number 1 with a bullet in the UK with all of their albums since 1983's War, with the exception of Octung Baby. Songs of Innocence also became the first U2 album not to debut at number one in Ireland since the Joshua Tree in 1987, when it was denied the top spot by new boy Hozier last Friday. But hang on a second. Those new chart placings are still pretty damn impressive for U2, considering that they controversially gave away Songs of Innocence for free to half a billion iTunes users in September. Of course, not everybody was happy about that. But this act of megalomania, canny marketing and short wiring of the boring old pop charts has paid off. 26 million people have so far downloaded the new album, which would easily have made it the band's biggest seller ever. So no number one in Ireland or the UK, but Songs of Innocence has gone straight to the top in France and, interestingly, the Netherlands.
An Irish animator has landed a job for himself that I'm sure loads would want, with South Park.
Well, yes, indeed. I think even Eric Cartman himself would be pleased with this news. Kilkenny man David O'Reilly has landed a job on the writing staff of the long-running and gloriously un-PC series. 29-year-old O'Reilly, who has been based in LA for 3 years, told The Examiner that joining the show is a dream come true and that he's been watching South Park since he was 12. O'Reilly is known for the dark themes in his art, and his previous work includes inserts for films and videos for U2 and pop star M.I.A. He also worked on the Oscar-winning movie Her, which starred Scarlett Johansson. David remained tight-lipped on what his precise involvement in South Park will be, and when The Examiner asked him about his future ambitions, he said, "I don't have any left. This is it. Downhill from here."
And finally then, the saxophone great Raphael Ravenscroft has died at the age of 60.
Well, not exactly a household name, maybe, but he played some instantly recognisable saxophone parts on some very famous songs for Pink Floyd, ABBA, Daft Punk, and most famously Jerry Rafferty for his 1978 hit Baker Street, one of the most iconic pieces of sax music ever. Now, it's been claimed that Raphael was only paid 27 quid for the Baker Street session, and that the cheque initially bounced, while Rafferty went on to earn £80,000 a year in royalties from a song that would be nothing without that soaring sax solo. In an interview in 2011, Ravenscroft revealed that he didn't even like the song that made his name. "I'm irritated because it's out of tune. It's flat," he said, "by enough of a degree that it irritates me at best. Out of tune, flat. It still sounds pretty foot and mind expanding to me. So let's have a reminder of Raphael at work right now."
Saxophonist Raphael Ravenscroft at work there on the song Baker Street. Ravenscroft died at the age of 60.